That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Edwin in the classroom, you know, the kids gotta clap.
Yo, what's happening out there? My name is Uncle Buddy from the Backbenchers Podcast. Welcome to a new episode of the Backbenchers Podcast, aka a TBP Experience, episode 137 of the main podcast. Murug is in the building, rocking our badge yet to be released cap. What's up, Shori?
Hi.
What's happening with you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are we chill? Is there?
Mm-hmm.
And brother to the left, Mr. ESV. What's up, bro?
That name is dead, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm just used to it.
So, Mr. Alias is.
Try again.
Okay, I'm Dr. Mzee in the house.
Yeah. I like that. I'm good. How can you say yet to be released when it's already on our head?
Pulse.
I think it's already.
It's exclusive.
Yeah, it's not on the market. You can find it anywhere, but she has it.
It's only me who has this space, by the way. Guys have been liking it out in the streets, so watch out.
Yeah. But one thing I know that you can find is the Backbenchers Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday and Fridays for the B-side. Make sure you lock on. Someone forgot to press publish on our B-side last week, so I think that's going to drop this week, and maybe you'll get the B-side of this episode the week after that. My sincere apologies to you, the rest of the class.
Yes, sir.
And to that you say what, Murugi?
We are always apologizing.
That's how life works. You gotta pardon yourself sometimes.
And that's why
you maybe ask to be pardoned.
And that's why you're backbenchers.
Yes, you know, backbenchers will be always like, man, my assignment, I'm late.
You gotta stand on business if you ask me. Like, I think even the listeners, they have other podcasts on their list, but if the backbenchers don't drop, be like, I mean, even if you tell somebody that story, or the backbenchers forgot to drop an episode. Like, it's so damn, like, it's one of the backbenchers forgot to, like, sign in the assignment.
It's an excuse on its own.
Yeah. Like, you can easily understand. Maybe backbenching.
Does that mean we cannot stand on business? Ama, that's how we stand on business.
Since you asked, so I had to defend myself. That's just a defensive move. Remember, I wanted to study law.
Ooh.
Not a defense lawyer, though. I don't know how that shape up.
But that would have panned out. That's a good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good defense.
I could always argue myself out. Yeah. But where do you want to start? How have you been? What's good with you?
Yes, I've been. My week has been good. What can I say? I was attending a workshop at Brush 2 and it was really amazing.
Yeah, for the first time you had like 7 Insta stories.
In a really long time. Bro. I was like, this is the only thing I can say to be grateful to them. Like, just share that thing that I felt.
And you know,
like,
when Murugi shares, she means it, bro. Because she's like, it's even tough to put you on sometimes. Not that I don't put you on, I've always put you on.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes when guys listen to you pod, they expect, they maybe, okay, it's just usual for every listener. Like, if you listen to an audio podcast and you kind of like figure whoever, how maybe the host looks like. Like, maybe, like, you might think I'm tall.
I got my braids.
Or maybe I have my fro. Mm-hmm. You might think I'm light skinned, bro. Like, you see, that's what the visuals part is for. You know, if you go to Murugi's social media, you might think, oh, she's posting her entire day. Like, oh, she's doing a workout. Like, she's going to have a segment in the 5 in the evening for, she's teaching French. But you don't do that. Quite the opposite.
And you know, I was just thinking, that's what you'll think.
How do you take you to social media school?
Yeah. You all should, by the way, you all should. Maybe it's something that I should.
Get your manager, maybe.
But do you know what?
Maybe that to do.
getting myself a manager.
Yes.
Yeah, that would work, like a social media manager.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's also another thing that I realized. Like, mm-hmm. that's a really viable
mm-hmm.
work position right now. Even in the biggest of institutions. Mm-hmm. If you're doing social media...
That's a fact.
Yo, you're getting ranks on ranks. Actually, you're the creative person, CG, for this.
Behind this and this.
Behind Coca-Cola, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. yo...
It's always been a bug.
This is now like a department in itself, and it ranks its own money, which is so big.
It's just like digital marketing.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Shit's up in the street. Even you see right now, there are even brand promoters all over.
Mm-hmm.
All over the socials, you know, promoting exactly. different liquor and all that. So, you know, I think it's just the new gig.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's literally the
new gig. I don't think it's the new gig. I just think it's the new lucrative gig.
Because you know back then... The new
lucrative gig. Think about it. Not really. Like,
but
I mean,
we are having situations where like even one of the oldest professions, you know, taken there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. The thing is that it's lucrative and it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
That is the shocking thing. Like, everybody has a capability to succeed in that space as long as you're willing to put yourself outside.
I don't think so.
I really think so.
You need some certain kind of qualifications.
Like?
What?
I think...
No.
Maybe I'm thinking this way because I happen to know maybe two friends of mine who happen to be social media managers. And one thing I know, you have to have a background in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you want to do this with like the companies you've mentioned, Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. that's a big entity. If you want to do this with Coke, you got to have like papers to back this up. And now if you have the qualifications in marketing, you got to have now the creativity, now the talent in you as a person. So when you say everybody can do this, I'm like, no.
I'm mm-hmm. talking about like now when it comes down to personal influencing. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's where all the Coca-Cola influencing right now is going. That's where their marketing is. That's how
mm-hmm.
they're doing it with the influencers, yeah? The content creators.
Actually, my perspective is different. Sporting before you, maybe, because what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking of a whole social media manager employed by a company on a monthly wage basis, and is there working as at the marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
You get, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And Murugi is talking about an influencer. An influencer can take so many gigs.
Let me clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel she's also right.
Yeah, she is.
She is right because you see, nowadays,
mm-hmm.
To work as the social media manager, mm-hmm. you don't really have that. You don't really have to have that. We just need to check your numbers.
Your portfolio.
Yes. And the kind
of content that you can create.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of reels that you have.
Mm-hmm.
The engagement
that you have attained
for other brands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
your portfolio.
First of all,
by
which the portfolio is the social media numbers. So you don't really have to have like that certificate.
The numbers won't really guarantee you in this field because... When you're talking like a quality, me, I'm thinking of the quality of work. Yes, you can have 500,000 people like maybe viewing your stuff, but it's not what really my company is looking for. It's not the image I'm trying to portray.
What you guys cut me off?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we did, and I saw that. Yeah, I saw you were cooking. Yeah,
I didn't finish. What I was going to was that you can have all those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be that really creative
mm-hmm.
with your thing,
mm-hmm.
but you can have people doing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a videographer that does that with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what you do is just the speaking. You know, mm-hmm. maybe you good with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't have to entirely do everything. It is majorly just numbers. That's what they go for, actually, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Majorly numbers.
Yeah, but I also think it's something to do with the quality of work because I'm also saying this. Big shouts to Bill Asura. He's the social media manager to our company where I'm employed. And he actually recently got that gig because somebody held that job. Also, one of my really good friends, shouts to Oliver. He went to now work with the new latest establishment in town, GW Marriott. So even if you look at Oliver's past gig, or maybe his like portfolio, I'd say, he's done something that maybe is appealing to this certain brand. So that's why I'm talking about the we're going to have a whole social media department. I think we have an episode titled "A Whole We Have a Social Media Department." Mm. So
which
when
we
have
don't.
which we don't.
We're here to get the back bench as well.
Yeah. The thing is, this is all digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And when a serious entity is looking for somebody, you got to bring purpose, regardless of your portfolio and your quality of talent. Because at the end of the day, you're going to sit in an HR office for an interview for this. And your portfolio is not really going to sell this. You must have at least some kind of maybe legible or something, like even speech or something, because you're going to be talking to other brands, like maybe like potential like customers, investors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for more in just basically for me, I think like a social media manager, we're looking for more than just numbers in you.
Now what you don't get is that in social media management, the relation between you and now the marketing manager, yeah? There's a big difference. You work under him.
Yeah.
You see?
That's
so
a fact.
So all this that you're saying now relates now back to the manager, the marketing manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that's where now the info comes down to.
No.
But now the social media manager is just to get the information there, out there the right way, you know, capture this number. For this marketing strategy, you know, that's basically what he or she is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he or she is doing what
is betraying the company's image.
Exactly, they're being told
again,
what to do.
But then
100%.
Again, don't you think that is a quality when we have somebody flexible? Are you willing to portray our image? You get. Because
that's
yes,
your job.
That's your job.
That's
all. Yes,
but
that's why we are going to choose.
What I'm saying is, you have five people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, their style might be different.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking for one person who is going to represent the backbenchers. That's the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look for somebody and make them do things the way we want things done.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that not a quality of them? Like being flexible enough to like work with whatever my employer wants. I think that should be a quality.
That's why we were saying in social media management,
it's more than
basic, that basic requirements.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we meant. And that's why we said numbers is the number one thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what marketing is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you're looking at.
Yes.
We have a budget, we're willing to spend this, and yes, we want to see things come.
Are you able to captivate these people?
Mm.
Yeah,
but you know, I think marketing goes as far as now the real like the effect, like we need to see this now happening, the numbers reflecting in terms of now the revenue that's coming in.
Yes,
sir. In as much as yes, we are doing an event, we've posted, we've boosted all our things, like we have ads and marketing out there, but is the revenue really reflecting?
That's the thing now with influencing. That's where we'd never get the answers. Because I'm now asking myself, Sai...
I can answer you.
Sai, what nini sticks the fresh zime go up mbaya?
No. You are not looking at the market 360.
No, uh-huh.
But people were really doing good.
I wanted to answer your
like
question.
I just want to know.
What your answer should be in what you're saying is... In that order of process, there's now a creative director in a well thought, you know, company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a creative director. Now a creative director is the one who will come with an idea that this time we need to now rebrand to this, you know, we need to do this, move this way for our marketing strategy, you know, or for just for the face of the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Now, this one will be relayed to now people like now the marketing strategists and the marketing whatever department, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see how this can help us with the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that's when we get now the social media managers or the influencers to relay what we came up with from, you know, from top.
I understand how we come up with things.
Yeah.
I understand. Like, I even get involved in these things. Like, even let's say we are coming up with, like, a menu item. Let's say something like Easter. There's a brunch going on right now. Like, there's definitely, this has to go, like, stages. I understand the development of an idea.
Yeah.
But what I really mean to say, like,
mm-hmm.
What I really mean to say is I'm looking for more in a social media manager right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's going to be that part where the whole marketing department is doing this for you to rail this out. But at the end of the day, there's that angle, that eye that you gotta have, the kind of pictures you take. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be like at least more, even how you're going to relay this message out there on mm-hmm. the Insta stories,
mm-hmm.
for example, even the outlook of your work should have something. Mm-hmm. That is what I feel like. These people, they qualify more than just the numbers. You gotta bring something.
That's for sure. You gotta bring something.
That's something but one that thing they bring mm-hmm. that is I what can, brings in the numbers.
Yeah. But one thing that I can really affirm too
mm-hmm.
is that everything that you create,
mm-hmm.
even as a social media manager,
mm-hmm.
you still have to pass it down to the marketing.
True.
Yes,
yeah.
To approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah. It's not your call to make every
yes,
time.
Yes, at all. Actually, you cannot do anything with the brand
uh-huh. without unless approval. You're given that flexibility.
Exactly.
Let's say you're my personal social media manager
mm-hmm.
and you feel like this is something I'd post. Like we've gone to the WRC Safari right now. You've taken a really nice picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're at liberty to just go ahead and post it. Like, let's say I'm like just for an example, and we have that working out for you, for me and you.
And you yeah.
It's an agreement we've done. Like
that word.
And
that,
and I know, word. Like, let's say for example, if I had Mzee as my as my social media manager,
mm-hmm.
there's certain pictures I'd be like, I know it's taken. I know that it's taken care of. You feel me? So that's you gotta have something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he has that something.
Yeah.
It has to.
You have to have some creative, you know,
perspective
or chemistry. In
exactly.
You too,
you gotta have a personality, my
that's
friend.
Sure.
You ain't robot. Like, okay, now this is it. Now tell them this is what we have. This is what we're doing next week.
This is what we have.
Yeah, like this is our new thing. This is the new product. No.
Yes, this is the new product.
Yeah. Even when we sit on like those brainstorming like boardroom meetings,
mm-hmm.
we expect you to come up with stuff.
Yes.
Like,
sure.
Yeah, we expect you to like, okay, let's not do this right now. Like, according to my research, there's this and this. I'm not telling somebody how to do their job,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like you gotta have those.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The new gig in town. So yeah, I feel like, do you think it's offloading off the unemployment? Do you think like the new gig in town, which is influencing, is offloading off people off of the unemployment sector?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it has had an impact?
Mm-hmm. Personally, I feel it. It has had a different impacts. Because for a long time I've been seeing how you know, just for me, social media as a whole has brought in a whole wave of what is it called? A whole wave of lazy generation.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't say
But
lazy.
Content creation is like work, guys.
It's work, bro.
I know. Can I defend why I mean
okay,
lazy?
Okay, yeah, why, okay.
I mean lazy in form of borrowed ideas and copied ideas all over. Instead of just having there are few people that have their own thought. Of even a perspective, you know? Yeah, that's what I mean by lazy.
Okay, you feel like you're copying each other's perspective?
I feel like you're too specific. But in a nutshell, for me, I just think I have no problem with it. I like it because at the end of the day, I want to give job or maybe employment to somebody to do something that, like, we started this thing, like, talking of Murugi's social media.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If she can pay somebody who is going to do a good job, then...
Capture my life.
Exactly. By the way, I mean, that's lucrative. That's lucrative. For me, it's lucrative because the world keeps changing. It's all digital. And definitely, you need to figure out the digital space. Like, all this, you're listening to this podcast because of the ability of the digital space.
Uh-huh.
This podcast wouldn't be available anywhere.
Yes.
Because if we were just doing this and banning on CDs, this would only be available in Nairobi. But thank God for the internet, this is available in Tokyo.
Yeah. That's why.
So I feel like you really, at some point, you have to move with the, current times, regardless.
You don't really have to. Because it is
what kind of business are you trying to do right now that you don't need a social media for? You don't sell water dispenser.
I wasn't trying to push it on that level.
But, because you want to make me
let's
push.
Let's go there.
That's not what I'm going to.
When we're talking about this to. Connecting, you know how we are. It's usually called what? Networking.
Mm-hmm.
Networking events. What do people ask you? What's your handles? Like, that's where people, like, that's your number one portfolio right now. Mm. Where somebody can just, because we are living in a fast world, because we are living in fast times, in technology times.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm trying to kuliza. That's where they want to say, what do you do? And it's so sad that that's the qualification that we are going for. Show me your numbers. Oh, what do you do? Oh, what's your Insta? What's your Twitter? LinkedIn in there. What else do people ask for?
Because it's gotten to a point where all this is important. You need to have this. Because there's a space, it's lucrative, people have a career there, guys make a living. So it's something that you really need to tap on. That's just it. Because even like, let's say you're an entity, you're a company, whatever, you're coming up. That's one of those ways that you're going to put the word out there that you exist.
Yeah.
So I think it's just one of those things that, regardless of what you do, you need to like tap in that space. Like, I know so many people, like, we made an example of, like somebody who is selling, like, shoes. You have a physical store, but people on your WhatsApp don't know you sell shoes. When you post this, and even somebody's maybe just passing by, and you have their number, and they keep seeing whatever you're posting, and eventually, they'll see something they like.
And that's how they'll get a shoe from you.
Yeah.
A real shoe.
Yeah. I think it's there's power in numbers. Like when you see, when I did 112 last week and I'm doing 214 or 130, there's improvement.
Mm.
And there's some satisfaction in that when it comes to marketing.
Mm.
You don't really need to see this immediately on the reflecting on the revenue, but we look at it like, oh, people, what is getting out there? They know we exist. Like, even when you see your followers, they're growing, we feel like, oh, it's reaching more people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah you can actually subscribe to the Backbenches podcast on IG, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere, on Spotify. Subscribe.
It's just the age that we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
You bring the product to your audience's face. Mm.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because guess where they spend their time?
That's where we all spend our time.
On the phone.
From our grandmas to our little children.
Yeah.
All right.
What else you want to chat on? Let me know. I'm here for it.
Hey, guys, tell us what you think. Oh, I don't know whether this was before, but I was asking you guys whether you feel like this industry has helped offload the unemployment rate that was really going on a high.
People are still unemployed.
Which industry?
People are still unemployed. You don't feel like at IMSIDA 2%, 1%, 7%
which industry?
The new gig industry that we're talking about, the influencing media.
But maybe somebody was meant to do that. Who knows? maybe that's what you're good at.
True.
Let's just say.
And so many people are doing it.
And guys are passionate about it.
And they're living.
It's just the satisfaction you get when you look at numbers, like I've said it.
Mm.
Yeah. Why are we going back? I think we're moving along.
But
or this aside about?
No, I was just asking. No. Do you feel like it has offloaded? Because we were having very high rates of...
No,
I don't think it has really offloaded because that's a new channel. That's actually a new structure that came up.
You don't feel like if it didn't exist, the rate of employment would be higher than it is now?
It will just not really be because same. if NTV are employing a social media department, it's not more than two people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about the influencers and they're
making
here.
This employment because there's a demand. Social media, there's a whole network in social media, and we need to have people taking care of this. Mm-hmm. So there's that demand, and we fill in.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically.
I'm
that.
Not saying now in the general company management stuff. Mm-hmm. Now when it comes to influencing,
mm-hmm.
we have. Now everybody's influencing, from our artist to mm-hmm. Nini to Nini. Don't you feel like it's kind of offloaded? Like, some right now we even have people just living their daily life, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get their livelihood, because they are influencers.
Again.
Like, you don't feel like it offloaded some of... I feel like the rate of employment will increase
if we didn't have
influencing now.
This is something new.
Just as he said.
The people on here, we have to do what's expected. Like, we are putting out new stuff. If I have, like, a new product, I also want to show guys on social media. Because I know there's people there. So I don't really think it is really, like, increased. Because there are not so many people being employed to do that. Like, even if it's influencers. There are not so many of them.
Really?
Yes.
Like, even if let's say that there's 10 of them, but you will find one person not representing at least maybe two brands in an year, because all these are contract gigs at the end of the day.
Interesting, but to me,
because I've seen like for an example, shouts to YY,
mm-hmm.
I've seen him do like influencing gigs for like a property managers, companies selling hospital equipment. I've seen him do a bunch of those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see somebody doing this in a span, Betika, like you get, if you see somebody doing this in a span of 1 year representing three brands, I mean,
it gives you the answer actually.
Exactly. I mean, one person is doing three. I mean, like if the three brands were being represented by the
so
individual
many.
Folks,
mm-hmm.
is two people are being employed. Mm-hmm. Two more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to knock anybody's asshole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not to knock anybody asshole. you said it. I didn't
yeah.
say anything.
Job.
But I don't know why I got the perception that maybe there's an influx of. Okay. Now, if you tell me we have like 500 influencers, I wouldn't debate you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough to debate me though. Just in
2 million.
Just to put it out there. It's tough debating me. Especially if something where maybe I feel that I think I have the facts, or maybe some that story that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just regardless, I feel like I always, like before I feel like you've really convinced me, I gotta ask questions.
You said it before, yeah. Mr. Lawyer.
Yeah, what else you wanna talk about?
On that note of social media and everything and management,
mm-hmm.
There was someone who was saying, shout out to a fan of the podcast, he suggested that we talk about how he feels like the female empowerment is really high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you guys agree.
I was going to say that. I don't know. Is he on the rise? I was even going to say he's on the rise.
Yeah. Do you feel so?
It's like, healthy, I could say.
You could say it's healthy?
Yeah.
You don't feel like it has...
I don't think it's healthy. Is that point?
You don't feel like it's imbalanced, because that's the thing. They were saying, like, now the females are being more empowered and you're finding that the males are being less empowered than the females.
No.
I would agree with that, because lately there's been a lot, you know, just to do with specifically women,
mm-hmm.
and from here Kenya, I think it started with when you remember there's a time girls were being forced to go to school, or other parents were being forced to take their girl child to school because they are more male.
Because they believed
the
yeah. girl
more
child.
More boy child in,
mm-hmm.
in school than the girl child.
Yeah.
And then that was really a fact.
Yeah.
Right? But then when they started doing it, they did it to a level that taking a boy to school was not important again.
No.
Yes.
We went there?
In my perspective, no. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Come on. Yes. So it transformed to, you know.
To, are you saying like to now? To right now where we are?
Yeah. It transformed to now an era of, you know, we gotta have a female representation in the parliaments too, you know?
Everywhere, which is fair.
Everywhere, yeah. Which is fair.
Yes.
Which uh-huh. is fair, but why would you say that is fair while all positions are for both genders? Even presidency is for both genders.
Funny you mentioned that. Do you know that the His Excellency William Ruto,
mm-hmm.
he put out word just weeks ago that going forward in the next term, maybe like going forward in his political party,
mm-hmm.
if a woman is running is the presidency candidate, the running mate has to be a gentleman. If the gentleman is the candidate for the presidency seat, the running mate has to be a lady. And maybe some political pundits are like, oh, maybe this is maybe a counter move to his deputy. Maybe we won't go there, but I feel like I like the move. Yes, critics will always be there, but it's also a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like that gender balance, I feel like, yes, whoever suggested this for topic, I feel like, yes, you're right, and I also feel like it's true. Because
mm-hmm.
personally, even for me, like just growing up, like, I've always said this on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was brought up by a single mom and I had like five sisters. Right. So it was basically just the six of them plus me in the household. So I've always like had this, all this, let me be learning from women, learning women.
Yeah.
Doesn't really sound true.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
Yeah, that's statement.
It's like it's then, like you
made yeah, up. At work my manager is a woman, her assistant is another lady. And my governor, Honorable Gladys Wanga, is also a woman. So I feel like it's
and also it's, in the same system, there's a woman representative.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I was in Blankets and One last December. And what did Mudhoni Dama Queen say? Like, if you want things to go well, you gotta have women in involved.
In the system, yeah.
When we were thinking of this podcast, we say we must have a female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And what's up, Marugi?
Mm-hmm.
There you are. So we feel like you gotta balance it in all the ways, all the forms. Even sometimes when we have topics and you sit out an episode, we can't even really talk about it because we feel like we need a female perspective on this.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from conversations.
Wow.
So it goes like, funny you mentioned this. I was in the matatu just riding home and I'm thinking like, we've all seen, like, I mean, the hospitality industry, we know that.
Mm.
And, like, there's so many chefs. Like, even when I mention the word chef, you think it's a male.
Yeah.
But if we talk about meals in the household, we expect the women, or maybe in most households, it's the women that cook.
Yep.
So, it's even, I don't know if it's balancing out in that sector as well, because I don't know, like...
Some are misinformation.
Some, I don't know, but maybe I feel at some point, maybe guys are more skilled when it comes to cooking because we don't have as many prominent, like, chefs who are females that we could easily say. Like,
that is something.
Yeah, like, in Kenya, we could say, like, Halim Mandri, Mohamed Yakat, mm-hmm.
Ali,
like, Gordon Ramsay, mm-hmm. Ombachi, bro.
Mm-hmm. Come
like,
on,
you
the
get
roaming
me.
Chef.
The roaming chef. Like, he's been doing this all year.
Chef
Waislando, bro.
Stop it. Stop it there. Just stop it right now.
The producing is bad.
Should we start on the ladies? Should we start on the ladies?
Yeah. Kamwari.
Lady Mandy. Yeah. Kamwari. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have?
Yeah.
That's
what she said.
She started a lot.
So, I mean, basically, it's just that, you know. The I mean, whenever we mention a chef, you're thinking it's a male figure. And maybe I think that is one of those, like, I'd say, what, like, even the vice president of America right now is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris, shouts to her. So I feel like women have always been included. In the recent past, they've always been included. They're given the power. And I think we just need to push this more. And let's not feel like it's a competition thing. I don't like it when, like, this notion that but we would do this, or maybe we'd give her a pass, but she's a woman.
I also feel like when you're talking about competition,
mm-hmm.
then we should stop bringing like special posts.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like women representative.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Actually, bro, I agree with you. For the first time, I took a shot at ESPN. ESPN is a network in America that specializes in sports.
Yeah.
There's ESPN 2, mm-hmm. ESPN Plus, blah, blah, blah. They're that big.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been big.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ladies in WNBA, Caitlin, like she's away from a title that is going to like solidify a career in women's basketball, but I didn't like the idea. Like they posed a question that will this define Caitlin as the women's goat? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean that women's
exactly.
goat? I was pissed at that headline. I was like, no,
surreal.
That is not ESPN. You guys didn't do that. I mean, if you've mentioned Caitlyn and we know
she
her,
she is the women's.
I think
that is what we're talking
you
about.
You won't be able to compare her with someone like LeBron or
no,
true or not true.
No,
I feel
true
like the thing
let,
is.
Let me get
if,
this.
If go for it.
Let me get this. The point that you're missing is that already divide already. You know.
It's bring political.
Some
divide.
Yes.
Political.
Because when we're speaking about great and deeds, you know, if you're a woman or a man, it doesn't really matter. When you're talking about people like Wangari Maathai, we don't respect her as the woman god. No,
mm-hmm.
as the best, you know, environmentalist or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I agree really with Barry.
Yeah. So I felt like they were really robbing Caitlin Clark of her status. I mean, because the minute if you mention Mohrouk is one of the greats, we know definitely you're just comparing her with other podcasters.
Yeah.
Basically, it ends there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn and divide it and say Mohrouki is one of the women's goat in podcasting, bro, you need to listen to her. Like, you're talking Melissa Ford. No, bro, you need to listen to more. I don't feel like, don't put me on her that way. Just only she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
Woman or not.
Exactly.
We don't need to put the word woman in it.
Yeah, I feel like that's when we that's sensitive for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new gig, like you were saying, if you're looking for our next social media manager, we just fired the lazy one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, let's just look at what they do, who they are.
Yeah, who's best.
And I've always preached this.
Exactly.
Let's interact with who Mohrouki is, not what Mohrouki represents.
That's for sure.
Don't look at her like the backbenchers, if you had the backbenchers.
Mm-hmm.
Take her to the side. Listen to her. Listen to the kind of music she listens to. Like the kind of foods she likes. Interact with that kind of person.
Yep.
More women.
More human.
And it's funny.
More
know,
human.
Sometimes my brain just be working overtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, there's more fly women than there's fly dudes out there.
That reflects to the empowership that we've been getting.
Bro.
Empowerment.
You know, in so many times, not that I'm a man and I'm straight and I'll be checking out females. It's not that a me thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's automatic. That's going to happen. If I see a fly chick, I might look twice. That's
fact,
normal.
Fact. If you fly, you fly.
If you fly, you fly. And you're flying at that time.
Yeah. Because it's really funny, mm-hmm. if you could have a male representative.
Yeah.
That I think would be like a...
Bro, like what are they doing?
Yes.
They have a male representative.
Everybody would fight.
You know,
but the reason why we have this
not just somebody representative,
yes,
and represent
we just
women
did
and both men and women and on and other genders,
yes,
yeah.
But the reason why we had to get the women representatives, it's because what they we had like 1% of women being in leadership.
That's why
yeah,
because you are not
the
daring
truth
to.
Is the truth is, as you said in the beginning, we
in
came
the past
for a,
yeah
we came
women
from
had to fight their way, let's just
yeah
let's
we had to fight our way to get mm-hmm. ourselves empowered, by the way,
yeah.
But I love that you brought that, because
after empowering you to that level, should we again create a new post for you?
No.
Exactly.
But apparently you in this nature, really. You guys yeah. did.
Just, that's why I always like this title, chairperson.
Yeah.
Yeah, chairperson is very...
Why would we have a chairman on the board?
Gender sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our chairperson is here, Mr. Humphrey. Like...
But gender is real. Gender mm-hmm. exists. Male and female, like the chromosomes exist.
It exists. Whether we just, like it we just or don't not. Need the,
it's
just, don't
it's
need
just
the
fact that the world in time has just made the man superior than the woman.
And
like I was in the Chris's store, like I mentioned earlier, just looking for shoes, mm-hmm. and he was giving advice to one of his boys, like also a customer. That, hey, bro, if you want things to go cool in the house, at some point, you gotta give power to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't buy the food and have to also decide what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You eat what you get. You eat what is prepared.
I love that.
You get. Like, at some point, even if you're the breadwinner, let her call some shots. Give her some power.
For sure.
Because it's like this guy has had some, like, disagreement with the lady, and the lady kind of maybe moved out, or maybe went. They're not together, or maybe things are not as thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I agree with all that.
Yeah.
There needs to be that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea that I feel we lacked, even to come up with these things like women representative.
Mm-hmm.
We lacked that balance of, you know, yeah. this, first of all, communication, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and communication in moral ways, mm-hmm. you know, of just knowing this woman or this person can handle this. Mm-hmm. This man or this woman can handle this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I feel like we kind of created posts for like women, even the ones that don't have the woman word in
what?
It.
First
like,
lady?
I feel like the HR, like most HR
mm-hmm.
positions are held by women.
That's a
true
fact.
Not true.
My HR is my like the main guy.
Man.
Is a lady.
And the HR position was like a really, it's like on top there right now. I don't feel like the HR was so sensitive and in play way back in the days, if you ask me.
Just a random question.
I feel like it was. Maybe you got to a point where now you have to interact with the HR. So
a random question.
Really?
A random question just with this.
Shoot.
You know, HR
Shoot.
And
Shoot.
You know. Structure of a company.
Mm-hmm.
What about a secretary?
No, secretaries have been there.
Do they have to be women?
But
oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm talking 99.9%.
Well, that's a fact, though. I like that angle because even if you look at certain companies, there are certain positions where we think that a woman fits best.
Yeah.
I feel like the change should begin there.
Mm-hmm.
Even like you were saying earlier with like chefing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so many chefs, there's so many ladies on like every station. But the main guy is always a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a guy, I mean a man.
That's funny, huh?
So I feel like we need to like diversify.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had the person, like even for most hotels, the concierge or maybe the lady that sits at the concierge desk
yeah.
has always been a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Even in hip hop, I've listened to like some like the recent one, Soul Separate by Freddie Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
It was about the Triple S Hotel. So
uh-huh.
the interludes were just a lady on the phone.
Oh, nice.
And the minute you hear that, like, your mind clicks quickly. Oh, this is what
they
mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's concierge. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's secretary. But then again, if you look at there's a perspective I think I made a few weeks ago that usually the man is like the go-getter. The guy who is going to look for it. The guy who is going to stand on business. Like, I'm going to hold us together. Things might crumble, but you'll always need a man to like kind of like lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady plays that role of now keeping it all together. She's like the neck. You're like the head, but she like holds everything down. Like, you could be messing out you on your bullshit, but then she's like checking you on your bullshit. You could be looking for all the money, yes, but she calls this shot. She helps you with all this mathematics. Like she kind of plays that the neck figure, that what the neck does for the whole body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I do is just think, but the rest of it, you holding me down.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 gameplay.
Yeah.
So let's get 50-50 opportunities.
Yeah. Let's do more partners, more partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to get there. But since we get there and all everything is about the world, I don't know what the world is teaching you right now, because I bumped on something on just saw Hills, that what is the world currently teaching you. I didn't really go into the comments per se, because I felt like mostly when I go into the comments, they help me think. I wanted
they
to have
you they lead direction. Me they take the lead.
I love that too.
Yeah, sure. They kind of lead me. I just wanted to sit, chill, and look at what really the world is teaching me right now.
I love that question.
Yeah. So I don't know who wants to go first.
I think you'd rather go first on this.
Yeah.
What the world is teaching me right now is Barry, avoid debt. Debts of any kind.
Avoid debts of any kind.
Debts drag you behind. Debts wreck up. It's tough. I know we always need a professional one when we want to talk about like financial literacy and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you're loan free, debt free, that's where the stability comes. When you're expecting 10K and you owe nobody 1,000 shillings, I think you're in a good place.
You're in a good place.
Because when you owe somebody 2 G's and you're expecting 10 G's, you already have 8 G's.
It's spoiling your mouth.
And if this was supposed to be returned with interest, you can have 7,500.
I would differ in this case.
Mm-hmm.
If the 7K I asked you for helped me profitably.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, productively, you know, to multiply more.
Mm-hmm. And assist.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Like, the loan was majorly for business purpose.
And it all worked out.
It worked out and they gave you back your 7Gs. I think at that level, I won't even mind about your fucking 7,000. I'll be like, your 7,000 bro got me 80,000 shillings. But I would tell you, I'll just be smiling all the way.
I get you.
You get that perspective?
That is really, really. I don't know why we have an ambulance siren in the estate going off.
I think there's something up. I hope it's not fire.
Me too. I was gonna say that. Check back. Randomly, that's what you get on the podcast. But I still feel like.
And then I'll give it a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I still feel like when you're debt free, it's easy to maneuver.
That's for sure.
Because it's easy to work with what you have.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because you can't. I know guys make millions in salaries. Guys make as least the least amount of money you can think in a day, but they get to manage with that.
Yeah.
But the minute you're already behind before your earnings, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then again, even Kenya has loans.
Mm-hmm.
KE has loans.
As of the country yourself. So no matter whether you have a personal debt or not, you're still in debt.
Yeah, but I like what Yesvi said. It's just the discipline that you need to have with it.
Yeah, with the debt.
Yeah.
If it's for something that it's not really productive, then you should really just make sure it is not at all. You know. If it's so fun, like come on.
I'm one person that I never like borrow money from people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be borrowing money from like 3 people maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But no, at the end of the day, you're still borrowing money.
Yeah.
That's the
but
thing
you know,
that I,
you know, there are some tabs that that can never just be filled or closed. Mm-hmm. You know the those tabs of,
that you are never closed.
Yeah, like yo, my G, can I have like 100 shillings to do this? Can I have 500 shillings to do this?
Yeah,
and then you know you have so much of friends that I know the situation that you are in, so this is not really a debt.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just do your thing.
Yeah, it's like we would have been together and I would maybe just take care of it. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like we all need that assist.
Yes, yes.
It's even in sports.
Yeah.
It's a start. Uh-huh. Like, but hey, like Haaland finished this game with 2 goals and 1 assist. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like I said it, even Kenya has loans. The SGR, we don't hold that shit. We don't hold it for the next 10 years.
But remember who's paying it?
It's us. Plus the expressway.
Bro,
we still don't own all that shit.
They're killing us. They're killing us. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Avoid debts.
Avoid debt.
Avoid debt.
Yeah. Imagine somebody has you working for 10 years, but you're still paying them back and still you start making real money.
Yeah, because I can't just imagine that my kid is going to pay for something he never did anything with.
I know.
The money was squandered.
Yeah. I think there's a debt that I'm really struggling with paying back is my help loan.
You like, are the help.
My student loan, man.
I never did.
And those people never forget. I love
that I never did.
Yeah.
But if you're in the system, you're in the system.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not even with the help alone. KRA. With any type of debt.
But the problem
whether it's
with
from
them,
an app, from a shack loan, from a what. For any real type of debt that you usually take. It's money trail. Money always has a trail.
Yeah, you need to have, at some point you have to clear your name with the credit administrative bureau.
You have to pay back.
And that is a goal that I wanted to end the year with. Today is 31st of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised myself that I want to be debt free by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Any kind of debt.
So you mean
I don't even want to owe somebody 500 shillings on 31st of December. that's just the kind of goal I want. Mm. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All money I get is my money. Expenses only.
Yeah.
No debts covered in there.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, I'm talking even Mshwari. Sometimes you feel like I'm talking even for Lisa, you know.
Manze.
You know, some people be like, what? It's still my limit, it's still my money. Yes, it's your money, but when you spend that for Lisa money before you have it, it ain't it your money.
Yours.
You're gonna pay back. It's definitely not.
Money.
It's not small 2 shillings that they that.
Credit.
Yeah. So
let me get some minutes.
Speaking of Fuleza, so a month ago, I was when I was going to do my samples for my collection. I did the first one. Then I wanted to do the next one the next week, of which I had the money, I had the exact amount, but then I don't know what demon came to me, and then I was like, maybe I could opt out of Fuleza and then come back and then maybe it would double. Bro, I came back in,
it lowered.
It was like 300 shillings. But what I've learned from it since that day to date, I really love my balance, you know. Every time, like, let's say even 1,000 bob, you send me 1,000 bob, and then I have 700, but Fuleza is only like 300 shillings. Bro, I love that compared to when it was like 1,500. It was all going to Fuleza, you know.
Yeah,
if you have like, I have money, but then
you don't
really have money.
Yeah, you're operating with a negative.
Yes,
that's a bad thing.
So I really learned that, and then I'm really working towards just getting off it, really.
Yeah.
Because it's the same. It's the same with not having money and having that Fuleza.
I suggest you start reading a copy of Business Daily. Mm. It's a really interesting magazine when it comes to like understanding money and just basically how business and money numbers, everything works.
Crazy.
Yeah. Before you all two maybe go on, something I think while the world is teaching me right now is understanding women.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm beginning to understand that. Not really too much, but sometimes you kind of like, even circumstances bring you to a point where, oh yeah, shit. Oh, I didn't realize that until now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really helping me like, understand women. When I say women, I mean like every kind of woman that in my life.
Okay.
Like from my mom to my sister, my girlfriend, my colleagues, my everyone. You get, like, it's helping me like basically everyone.
My
caretaker with the band handwritings, you know.
Is it something with the age?
Maybe. That's what, like I said, it's certain circumstances that are bringing me to even like
realization.
Yeah, like talking about it, there was this fishy Wi-Fi lady agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, she came by Okay, so when I moved, I'd already paid for like my Wi-Fi for that month. Okay.
I remember.
So I had like overpayment on my Safaricom, like home fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved in here, I had to like, they took forever before they like cabled the entire building. So I had Zuku on and that's what I was using. But I was like, at some point, I have to go back because I have an overpayment.
Yeah.
I feel like it really wouldn't save me that money that month when I have to, because I already paid.
Mm-hmm.
So
does it work like that though?
Yeah, if like it's easy. I mean, you don't even need to call like a customer service or something like that. So there was this lady we met on the stairs one day, because now that when the tech guys came, they cabled the entire building. Then even like when they brought the signal, all that stuff, all the tech shit. So she approaches me and she's like, "Hey, are you looking to like hop on Safari comment?" And I'm like, I don't think I need to hop on a new account because I have an existing one and they have an overpayment. I don't think I need a new account."
Mm-hmm.
But she says to convince me, and I'm like, "I feel you. If you want to make a commission out of this, then make sure I still get to have my overpayment. I won't mind. If you want to make, it's still your gig. I'm here for you, like."
I got you.
All this women thing.
You give me A, I give you B.
Exactly. If I have my overpayment and you get your commission, then cool, let's do this. Then, I don't know what happened. I just called customer care. Those guys were around and they came, they fixed everything up, and we happened running again. Then weeks later, she gives me a call like, "Hey, what happened? What, you never got back to me?" Like, "I contacted customer care. They sent technicians and everything is good, but thank you for your service. Maybe next time." Then 2 days ago, she came back in the
building.
Yeah. Then she gave me a call and I told her the same thing. And I wasn't even sure, because at some point I feel like she's the one who helped me, because she gave me heads up when the technicians were coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's you who helped me out with this. So I'm coming back from work, 4 o'clock. I'm walking in. Then I say hi to the surgeon downstairs. And he's like, "Ah, you're back." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm back, bro. Asante sana, man. Thank you." And then this guy's like, "There was this lady from the internet. She was looking for you." I'm like, because that guy, I'm very sure he doesn't know my name. Yeah, I'm like, "What do you mean she was looking for me?" "Ah, yeah, she even showed me a picture." I'm like, "What the fuck do you mean she showed you a picture?"
"She took a picture of you."
I don't understand how she has a picture of me, because we exchange numbers, and on my WhatsApp, I don't have a picture of myself.
What do you mean?
So I was like, what are we talking about here? I've never spent minutes talking to that guy. But I always say hi. He's a cool guy. There's so many of them, but I was scared. I was like, she has a picture of me. I mean,
she's looking for you for what?
I don't know.
Kujuama, she's not even an
The world is telling me to understand
Maybe
women
she's
more.
She's not even an internet lady, bruh.
She is. She had everything. She.
But maybe she's not. That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. I felt like that was creepy, though.
That's creepy.
You know, I meant to call her back. So when I came, like around 8 o'clock, I started dialing. Then I just hanged up. I wanted to ask her. And then I felt like maybe I'm going to be petty. And I'm going to start something. So I'm like, okay, no communication is your communication. Then
just
I'm like,
let it die off.
Yeah.
Just let it die.
Then I really felt nice that the soldier told me this.
Yeah.
Because that was really creepy, though. I mean, how could you have
careful.
A...
Maybe
so I didn't really ask, what does the picture look like? Was I walking? Like, what is that? Was this my face? Like... What kind of picture does she have of me, bro?
That's so
like,
important.
Was I wanking?
That's
like,
so important.
I could have asked too. I could have asked, bro. Because
you should go and ask the guy.
How does she have a picture of you? And I don't have a picture of me on WhatsApp. So I was like, damn, you all women are creepy sometimes. Talk about the gender balance, but you all creepy sometimes.
Maybe she found you on social media and she has
what
a
social
picture
media?
Of you from your
you
post.
Can't pull, you can't copy paste my number on IG and locate me. It doesn't work like
I
that.
I take a screenshot of a post you've posted.
She only knew my name.
She was there for like some few minutes.
She doesn't know your name?
We spoke at the door.
Come on.
Only knows my first name.
That's
maybe,
weird as hell.
Maybe this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
When you came at the door
uh-huh.
and she was holding her phone, you thought she was making a call on all that. She took a picture.
So I think the soldier knows best the kind of picture.
Yeah.
You should go confirm.
And I hope it's a good picture anyway.
Well, that's all you care about.
No, that's...
Brent, What if you're told uh-huh. that the pictures from your balcony?
Oh shit!
That or would from be, your bedroom?
That would be creepy, and I don't have curtains on my bed.
Exactly.
We've been the last floor. We've been
maybe
just
you've
sleeping.
Been someone's view for a minute, mm-hmm. and here she sure. is as an internet connector. Lady, an internet woman.
Personally,
it's creepy for me.
They've been teaching me some crazy shit,
mm-hmm.
but majorly, man, about just you know. Culture, just how much I can uphold my culture and mm-hmm. just being who I am, how that is important, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I feel there's a lot of destruction out here. There's everything up in the internet, as you've said. So, you know, everybody's trying to grasp everything and trying to be everything at the same time, you know. So, I feel that's majorly what I don't wanna be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Distracted.
I don't wanna be distracted being someone I'm not because of what yeah. is happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd rather be grounded to yeah. who I am.
I have a quote
what
for
my
that.
Culture is.
I have a quote for that.
Yeah.
The best thing you would ever do is just be you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's the only thing you know, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Yeah.
And just to top it up is more on self-belief. I think that's one thing that most people take for advantage.
Yeah.
I think because everyone talk about it, yeah. but I think it's one of the most powerful things.
But I think we tend to look at other people's powers and feel like we're not empowered to do the same things, so yeah. even greater things.
Well, you should just believe in yourself.
Yeah, that is why, like when we were having our conversation pre-production, I was telling Murugi, like, you know, when you mention these other big podcasters, mm-hmm. I look at them as our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at them like we're looking up to do whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at them like, yo,
I want to get there.
We want to get there, but we're trying to grab the same audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. We feel like you guys have more. So we you're competitors, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you bring a double door slide Coca-Cola fridge, mm-hmm. I need a bigger fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to sell more, so I need mm-hmm. more capacity. That's just my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it should be individual.
Yeah.
Everybody should be living their self, mm-hmm. no matter what you do, mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish it was as easy as it sounds.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm another quote.
Apparently, there's
it's
nothing
not
easy.
As
there's nothing
as
easy.
Mm.
For sure.
I usually tell my colleagues, whenever we have like a busy shift, and one of my colleagues be like, hey, man, it's tough, man. It's too hectic. I'm like, bro, if you ever hear of where it's easy, let me know. I'm sending my resume immediately.
Exactly.
There's nothing easy.
Nothing. Breathing ain't easy.
Breathing ain't easy.
I need a pause.
We take breathing for granted until when.
Bro, until you can't breathe, bitch.
Until when you have COVID and your lungs are not doing it. Until when you're drowning. Until when you're being
drowning
suffocated,
like
mm-hmm. that's when you know breathing is not mm-hmm. easy.
Yeah, so nothing is easy under the sun, man.
Nothing
and nothing new. Ain't new. So, I mean, just keep doing you.
Yo,
yeah.
We push
yeah.
on. Strong.
Mm, what's up with you, Murugi? What's the world teaching you?
For me, actually, it goes back to maybe something that you aligned with. We were on the debt and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is about money.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world is just teaching me, like...
Have mula.
Yeah, make money.
Make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Strictly baguetting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck bitches. Make money.
But
fuck bitches.
No,
get
not
money.
Really. But now.
But that's what the song says. It's just singing Junior Mafia, get money.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Please. Pay the jam. We out here, man.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, fuck bitches. Get money.
Get money.
No.
And believe in yourself. I love that.
Believe
and let's stay out of debt. This is a good plan, guys.
That's my plan for the
imagine
year.
Imagine if we lived by this all our lives.
I don't want to own nobody's
we'll
shit.
We'll be set for life.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be set. I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing I only owe my mom though. And I'm free. It'd be like, hey bro, you forgetting you owe me something? You gotta measure me, bro. Because I'm coming to collect like 50 cents.
I like that we didn't. Oh, this motherfucker something, but I think they'll get it in the future.
Say what? You owe me something? I think you owe me an apology. Murugi, you owe me something?
Nothing.
You owe me an advice.
Maybe on the B-side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You owe me an a B-side?
Yeah.
This guy's taking days just for one track,
bro.
I didn't get it. I thought you were the DJ.
I didn't get it.
But the producer...
I want to get money.
The producer will do it.
Nah, I want to get money. I don't want that track.
The boy's like, I want to get money.
Yo, we out, man. It's been the Backbenchers. It's been real. It's been nice. We love making this podcast. I know you guys love listening to us. And if you do, man, make sure you share. So when they share, this get out to everybody you love, man. It's been real. My name is Uncle Barry, like I said. Just keep
it going. You have an intro today or not?
I always outro. Have an outro, bro.
Okay.
That's my thing.
That's okay.
That's what I do, man.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been your girl, Murugi. Let's stay positive. Let's believe in ourselves. Let's not get into debts. And let's make this fucking money.
Okay, as they said, I came with an earthquake, bro.
You'll be on some different tier, bro.
He missed me. He came with a...
Not quick.
Sawa, baba.
Yeah.
What?
I saw a man standing on one leg at an ATM machine.
So?
He said he was just checking his balance.
He's checking his balance.